Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Samaches, and we're learning Simon Yud Aleph. We left off with discussing the Psak for Mersha, the scenario where there's two Chiyuvim, so if there are two standardized Minyanim that they always have on the Shul, so it's appropriate for them to split up, and each one daven in their own Minyan with their own Tefillas, etc. If there's only one Minyan, they should divide the tefillah between themselves, as opposed to separating to separate minyanim. Because of Berev Am, it's appropriate that they should stay together, which is consistent with the concept that the Magen Avraham in Mishabur says in Siman Tzadi, it's better to daven with a larger crowd than a smaller crowd. He says also, usually when you split the two up, you'll end up having one inside of a shul and one inside of another room. So they lose the mile of Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. So that's the better thing to do, he says. And by staying together, they will have the Hidur of Rav Am, and that's going to be enhanced the tefillahs that they are saying. So that's a kiyum of their mile of davening for the Amid. Moshe Sternbuch has a similar tshuva where he discusses this question. And he says the same idea that they should stay together because of Rav Am. But he says, in a scenario where you see that the chiyuvim, the people which have a chiyuv to daven for the yomid, are mitztayer from this, since it's not a chiyuv gomer, it's a maila, so the maila of doing chesed with the chiyuv, that because he feels bad about it, to help him create another minyan, is also a form of a maila. Your tefillah has the maila, it's a maisa chesed with this individual. Now the scenario that he said, but then he ends off and says, even though that's so, he still feels that it would be more appropriate to stay together. His scenario was dealing with the minig of davening for the Amid on the Shabbos before the Yortzeit. So he says one could daven Shachris and one could daven Musaf. Even though the primary minig is the daven Musaf, but the davening Shachris is just as good. That's because that's just a minute. That there's no makor for this halacha, the concept of davening the Shabbos beforehand. Whereas it would seem that he's saying the day of the actual yortzeit that the person have, they both have the same yortzeit. There, the concept of the svara of chesed would be appropriate, and we would separate the two. Many places do so. Moshe feels that is incorrect. So again, we see this mile of Rav Am, he takes it to the point that even though you clearly have a tzibur of 10, but the mile of having even a larger tzibur together is appropriate. And that is the kiyum of the Eloi for the neshama, for the nifter, is by keeping the minyan together and having the tefillahs that they're saying is part of a Rav Am. Okay, now... The one or two last points in regards to the concept of Berev Am. So we discussed before when you have a conflict between Berev Am and Zvizim Akdimin, so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah asks, why do we do Tkiyas Shofar by Musaf and why do we do Halel by Shachris? So the more so we do Halel by Shachris because Zvizim Akdimin, Moore says, so why don't we do Tkiyas Shofar by Shachris, maybe because of Rav Am? Well, Zvizim Akdimin would seem to overwrite that. So it seems to be that if you have a conflict between Zvizim Akdimin and Rav Am, in a scenario where at least there's 10 each, the Milo of Zvizim Akdimin seems to take precedence over the Milo of Rav Am. Okay. We also mentioned before that the concept of Rebbe Hadras Melech applies not only in doing a mitzvah, but also witnessing. I mean, the more in Yuma, the more it says that that people would get together to watch the Kohanim doing the different parts of the Avodah, and that was a kiyum of Rebbe Hadras Melech, that the mitzvah was done in the presence of multiple people. So just to review quickly, we have multiple scenarios of Rebbe Am. We have multiple people being involved in the different stages of the mitzvah. That's the more in Yuma. the Kohanim through different stages of the Tenufa. That's called Berevam. We have multiple people, one person doing it, multiple people witnessing it. That's a form of Berevam. And one person saying a bracha and being mitzi multiple people, that's a form of Berevam. We have multiple people doing the mitzvah together simultaneously, and that's a form of Berevam. So you have different ways to mekayim this concept of Berevam Hadras Melech. I will reference back that we discussed not too long ago. A person has a choice between having one person say Kiddush and being mitzvah multiple people together, each person saying their own Kiddush. Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucha versus Berevam Hadras Melech. We bought a machlok between the Tosef Shabbos and the Sefer Erla Shabbos. Which one is better? Tosef Shabbos says that it's appropriate one person to say Kiddush from everybody else. And Erla Shabbos says each person should say their own Kiddush. The Tosef Shabbos brought his right from the Gemara in Brachos in regards to the scenario of Havdalah that we mentioned. So there are multiple machlokes here in this sugya. A person has an actual shayla lemaisa, they should ask a shayla. But obviously, it's important. We see from the end of the day, how much chazal or machshav the mile of doing mitzvahs together as part of a tzibur. Have a good day.